Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Ketzad Bodkin, Etza Eder. When Betzin is deciding a monetary dispute, how do they check out the Eder to clarify if they are saying the truth? Hayu Machnisin Oson, Uma'aymin Alein. Betzin would bring the Eder into the Betzin, and the Betzin would frighten the Eder by telling them what a big Avera it is to be made Sheker. And they would tell them that if they are being made Sheker for money, this is a big bizarre in this world and in the next world, and even the people that are hiring them to be made Sheker are mevada them for being made Sheker for money. Umosin es kol adam lechot, umeshayrin es agarol shebehen. Betzin would then ask everybody who is present to leave, except for the Bali Dinim and the most prominent of the Edom. For Omer, Betzin would ask the aid that remains in the Betzin, Emo, tell us, how do you know that Reuben is chayev money to Shimon? If Amar hu Amar li shani chayev lo, if the aide responds that Reuben told me that he is chayev, or he responds ish ploni Amar li shehu chayev lo, lo Amar plon. He says that a third party had told him that Reuben is chayev money to Shimon. This is not an aidus at all, as in the case where Reuben admitted to owing money to Shimon, since he did not tell the Edom that he wants the Edom to be made on this Hodah, we do not take Reuven seriously, as it is very common that somebody would admit to owing somebody money, even if he doesn't really owe the person money, as he does not want people to think he is rich. And in the case where the aide said that he heard the Edom from somebody else, this is certainly not Edom at all, as this is aid me p8. You can only be made if you witness the Edom yourself, not if you heard it from a third person. It is only an Edom if the Eid says that Reuven admitted in front of us, in front of the Edom, that he is chayav 200 zuz to Shimon. In this case, that Reuven told the Edom that he wants them to be Edom on this Hodah, then we have to take Reuven seriously in this case, as if he did not really owe the money. He would not tell the Edom that he wants them to be Edom on the Hodah. And certainly if they witnessed a loan, that Shimon loaned Reuven money, this would be an Edus, since they witnessed the loan themselves. After they questioned the first aid, the Betzin would bring in the second aid, and they would check him out too. They would ask him the same questions. If it turns out that both Edom have the same stories, they are saying the same thing, then Betzin would discuss the case. If two of the three dayanim say that Reuben is zakai, that he does not owe the money, and the third dayan says that Reuben is chayev, the din would be that Reuben is zakai. As we go buser row, we follow the row, and since two out of three say he is zakai, then Reuben is zakai. Shnayim omrim chayev, the echad omer zakai, chayev. If two of the dayanim say that Reuben is chayev, and one say that Reuven is zakai, then Reuven would be chayev. Again, we go by the rope. Echad omer zakai, the echad omer chayev, v'afilu shnayim mezakin, o shnayim mechayev, the echad omer eni yodea, yosifu hadayon. If one dayan said that Reuven is zakai, and the second dayan argues and says that he is chayev, and the third dayan says he does not know, or two out of the three dayanim say he is zakai, and the third one says he doesn't know, or two of the three dayanim say he is chayev, and the third one says he doesn't know, then they would have to bring in more dayanim. They would add two dayanim and discuss the case again, since one of the dayanim does not know how to pocket. And even though two of the three dayanim agree that he is either zakai or chayev, and it would turn out that even had the third dayan argued with the two, we would follow the ruling of the two dayanim, since we go bus a row. But since in this case the third dayan says he doesn't know, we cannot make a psak on the basis of only two dayanim, as the dayan who says he doesn't know, it's as if he is not there at all, and therefore we have to add dayanim and rediscuss the case. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Gamru es hadavar. When Betzin arrives at a decision, hayu machnisin osam, they would bring the Bali Dinim into Betzin. As after the Edom are made, Betzin would then ask the Bali Dinim to leave so that they can discuss the case among themselves privately, When they arrived at a decision, they would bring the Bali Dinim back into Bezdin. Hagaros shebedayanim oimer ish ploni ato zakai, ish ploni ato chai. The most prominent of the dayanim would then say the psak. He would say, so-and-so, you are zakai, you are not chayev. Or he would say, so-and-so, you are chayev the money. Uminayim lechashayetze echad min hadayanim lo yoimar, ani mezake v'chaveirai mechayevin, avu ma'efesh v'chaveirai rabu alai. How do we know that when one of the dayanim leaves the bezdin, he should not tell the Baal Din that I was mezakeh you? My psak was that you should be zakeh, but my friends, the other dayanim, were mechayev you. And what can I do that my friends were the rove? The other dayanim were the rove, and therefore they overruled me. Al zeh nemar, about this dayan, it is said, lo telech rachol ba'amecha. You should not go around gossiping among your people. Vo'oymen, and the pasuk said the mishlei, holech rachol megale sod. Somebody who reveals a secret is a holech rachol, is over on the pasuk of lo telech rachol ba'amecha. This dayan is revealing a secret, as it is supposed to be a secret which dayan made which ruling, as it is not proper that the Bali Dinim should know which dayan said which psak, and therefore we should not think that this dayan is not a holech rachol, as he just wants to clear his own name. He does not want to gossip. Therefore, the Mishnah brings up the pasuk of holech rachol megale sod. From there, we see that somebody who reveals a secret is a holech rachol and is over on the pasuk of lo telech rachol ba'amecha.